Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama has appointed his former National Security Advisor, Tom Donilon, to head up a new commission on cybersecurity. The purpose of the panel will be to make detailed recommendations on how the nation can better protect itself against possible computer-related attacks. Speaking at the White House today, Obama said the Internet brings incredible opportunity, but also poses security risks.
There was a poll just in the last few days showing that the American people understand that this is a problem, identify this as, I think, the third highest threat to their well-being and their safety and prosperity, and it's only going to grow.
President's remarks come on the same day device maker Apple has said it will oppose a request by the FBI to create a back door to allow law enforcement to obtain information from one of its iPhones. The phone was used by one of the San Bernardino shooters and remains locked. Ted Cruz is firing back after Donald Trump threatened to sue him for defamation over an ad about Trump's past support for abortion. NPR's Jessica Taylor has more.
Ted Cruz has a message for Trump. Bring it on. At issue is an ad that Cruz's campaign is airing using 1999 footage of Trump saying on NBC's Meet the Press that he is, quote, very pro-choice. Channeling his past as a litigator, Cruz held a press conference mocking Trump's threats to sue for defamation.
You know, I have to say to Mr. Trump, you have been threatening frivolous lawsuits for your entire adult life. Even in the annals of frivolous lawsuits, this takes the cake.
Trump doubled down on his threats in a statement, saying, quote, time will tell, Teddy. Jessica Taylor, NPR News, Seneca, South Carolina.
Uncertainty about the future of the U.S. economy increased for Federal Reserve policymakers. That's based on minutes from the group's late January meeting released today. NPR's John Itzke explains the discussion suggests a pause in the Fed's rate hike plans.
The minutes showed policymakers focusing on the global outlook, including the slowdown in China, declining oil prices, and volatility in financial markets as they considered their next interest rate move. The meeting summary showed Fed officials judging that the implications for the U.S. economy were unclear, but they agreed that the uncertainty had grown. And the minutes show many thought the uncertainty could hamper U.S. growth. Officials also expressed worries about the cloudy inflation outlook. Inflation is running below the Fed's target. The concerns suggest it's unlikely the Fed will move to hike interest rates for a second time at their March meeting. John, it's the NPR News, Washington.
Housing construction took a hit in January as parts of the U.S. were gripped by bad weather. The Commerce Department announced housing starts fell 3.8% to a seasonally adjusted rate of 1.1 million homes. On Wall Street, stocks gained ground again today. The Dow was up 257 points. You're listening to NPR. The State Department, citing satellite imagery, says it appears China has deployed surface-to-air missiles on a disputed outpost in the South China Sea. State Department spokesman Mark Toner today, referring to the images as evidence, China's placed the weapons on Woody Island in the Parasol Chain, an area that is also claimed by both Vietnam and Taiwan. Toner said, if true, it will raise tensions further in the region. The Florida winners of last month's biggest ever Powerball jackpot say they don't know what they'll do with all the money. As Amy Green of member station WMFE in Orlando reports, the couple came forward today to claim their share of the $1.6 billion prize.
David Kalschmidt and Maureen Smith chose a single payment of $327 million. Smith says winning the Powerball has been unnerving.
It's scary and unknown and... you always do think about what you're going to do, but when it happens, it's like it all went out of my head, you know. Just I know I want to help special people in my life.
Carl Smith plans to retire from his 34-year job and buy a truck. Smith wants a massage. The couple from Melbourne Beach bought one ticket. They had played the same numbers for years. They share in the Powerball prize with winners from California and Tennessee. For NPR News, I'm Amy Green in Orlando.
It seemed to be one of the most important automobile safety devices added in recent years, though some are accusing the industry and federal regulators of taking a go-slow approach. The technology known as automatic braking systems is already available in some vehicles. Fed officials have said the system should be standard to new cars, but say they want to work with the auto industry to gradually come up with an agreement. I'm Jack.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.